I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
This is the WEOL Morning Show.
Moby Grape style. I brought in some Moby Grape CDs, a Moby Grape Monday. You have not yet embraced it nor acknowledged it.
Wasn't that Moby Grape discussion like a month ago or
sure,
something?
But now I got the CDs.
No, it took us that while long to get it out of the library.
That's right. They're in hot demand.
All right. Well, the music, you can tell, is drum pounding, heart stomping.
Three out of four Tribe.
Romping. Yeah. You got to get a rhyme in here. Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians joins us this morning. Bob, I know we didn't get a win yesterday, but three out of four ain't bad, as someone once said, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What a wonderful weekend for the Indians in Detroit. And, you know, we started the second half of the season in third place, 7.5 games back of Detroit. After the weekend, we find ourselves in second place, only 5.5 back, only 2 back in the wild card race. So really a terrific weekend, really clutch performances by our guys. A lot of late inning scoring against the Tigers bullpen. And, you know, again, it just put us right back in the hunt. And, you know, it's fun to see. What a great team effort over the weekend.
Yeah, and especially that Saturday. Whenever you run into a day-night doubleheader, I mean, all the work from Friday could go for naught, and you never know. Saturday just could become a wash, and you think, why did we play those games? Nothing happened, you know. But to get the two victories is what's, I guess, a really good push for us.
Yeah, especially when you end up being able to, in the nightcap, beat Max Scherzer. Just one of the terrific pitchers in baseball. But, again, it was a product of our pitching, for the three wins. Our guys, Trevor Bauer, Corey Kluber, they just came out, Zach McAllister. They came out and shut down a really good offense. And, we were able to score just enough runs, and then we piled on a little bit. A terrific weekend. It's just what we needed to jump out of the second half of the baseball season in a good, real confident way. And that's what ended up happening. And we are now, but that's over with. We begin a three-game series in Minnesota before we take on Kansas City for 4 on a real tough 11-game, 10-day, three-city road trip through the American League Central Division.
Bob, let's talk about a couple more positives, recent positives. Nick Swisher batting nearly .300 over the last couple of weeks. And really, Carlos Santana has been extremely hot ever since he moved over to first base.
Yeah, those two we need desperately to help this offense. We're not built on one or two guys. We need, four or five guys clicking at the same time. The Michael Brantleys and Jason Kipnis and Swisher and obviously Carlos Santana. Those two guys have started to really get it going. When you look at our offense, you look at the top two guys in all the key categories, it's Michael Brantley and, is in first in all of them. And David Murphy's second in RBIs, that sort of thing. But we need Mr. Kipnis and Mr. Swisher, Mr. Santana. Those are three that we absolutely count on. And, they've come through. Kip's gotten hot, as have Carlos and Nick here of late. And it's a big, big part of who we are offensively, and we need those guys.
There was a stat I heard over the weekend, and I'm probably going to misquote it, and maybe you won't even know what I'm talking about, but it had something to do with the fact that something like the Indians have scored from the seventh inning on, they've scored like the most runs of certain teams or something to that effect. And it seems that we have a lot of late inning runs that is kind of an interesting statistic.
Yeah, I don't know the exact stat, but yes, we are, a team that absolutely does beat up on some bullpens and scoring late. And that's one of the things that really is devastating to a baseball team. Obviously, when you have a team that can score runs late in a game, it obviously, for the opposing team, they don't have much time to catch up because the game is running to its conclusion there late in the game, innings-wise, obviously. So late runs are really devastating to a baseball team, again, just because you don't have as much time to catch up. So we've been pretty good at that. You know, we go through first three, four, five innings. That was pretty much the MO of this weekend. We struggled offensively early in the game, and then all of a sudden, boom. I think going into Sunday's game, we had scored 20 runs, and I think 15 of those had been scored after the seventh inning, or from the seventh inning on. So, again, it's a good thing when you can do that.
Well, it does two things. One, it gives us a good chance at the of always being in the game, and two, keeps people sitting and looking or listening or watching Indians baseball because you're thinking, hey, I left at the fifth. I didn't think this was going to turn out that way. And you run into somebody and say, wow, did you hear what happened to the Indians? Oh, yeah, they lost. No, they didn't lose. They won. And you're like, what? How did all this happen? So that's what makes it so fun.
We make you sit through all nine innings. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, by the way, you can. That's your new slogan. You know, next year, right? We make you sit through all nine innings.
Yeah. It's a hell of a marketing thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, you say the road trip. When's the next time we're back at Progressive Field? When do we?
Well, it seems like forever since we've been at home. But next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, the Seattle Mariners come in town, who are right now sitting right above us. We're two games back of the Seattle Mariners in the wild card push. So the Mariners come into town starting next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for a three-game set. And then the Texas Rangers Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Cincinnati Reds Monday, Tuesday. So that's when we get back home, go to Indians.com. Check out the weekend against Texas Friday night. Fireworks. We're doing a 20th anniversary celebration with the top 10 moments in the history of the ballpark, the 20 years at Progressive Field. Saturday, the unveiling of Jim Thome's statue, Saturday, August 2nd, with fireworks as well. So, great weekend ahead when we come back for a 8-game homestand starting a week from tomorrow.
But until then, it's the Twins and the Royals. Let's beat up on the Central and come back with a good positive momentum. Bob, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
You got it, boys. Have a great week.